B-Pod Studios.
Okay, cool.
Family friendly. Kids are allowed.
I love that. It's so cool, Roy and Loren, because not a lot of times do we get comedians in the main Roy and Loren studio, which is family friendly, where kids are like allowed to come. Mm-hmm. But tonight, Taylor Mason is going to be there. He's a family friendly ventriloquist, comedian, and musician.
That's
this
cool.
is perfect. 7:30 tonight. Tickets, you can get them at CLTComedyZone.com. Hello, Taylor.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Great to be in Charlotte during your Festival of Winter.
Yeah, our cold my gosh. It's like January here. It's so
it is
cold.
An anti-global warming festival. I'm glad to be here with you guys. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. The energy in here is incredible.
You got it. Once Mike, he'll let us know, you know, some of the guests that are coming in, some of the comedians, and he's like, there's a ventriloquist who's family friendly. His name's Taylor Mason. We're like, bring him in. We got it.
Oh, that's great.
Ventriloquist immediately got to come in. And the good thing is that nobody can see you right now.
It's so great.
So you can easily.
It's so great. And you guys don't do video here. I can tell either.
Well, we do.
I thought maybe Nicole had a video. Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Don't you videotape me, girl. Ventriloquism is a weird thing. You know, first of all, and I know everybody's saying, well, Darcy, people saw Darcy Lynn Farmer on America's Got Talent. Yeah, she's great. Jeff Dunham, he's great. I know Terry Fader out in Las Vegas. Those guys are all great. But my name is Taylor Mason, and I'm someone you folks can afford. So you can come to the program, bring anybody you want to. It's a, you know, I actually, well, I brought the puppet with me, even though I brought a bunch of puppets with me.
Can we meet one of your friends?
Yeah, I'm going to bring one out, Roy.
Okay.
Bear with me.
Okay.
Don't rush the show.
I know.
Roy.
I can't. I know.
It's like a weird thing where you wear like all of a sudden people are yelling,
like, well,
yelling
people
at
get
you.
Into ventriloquism. And it's really old. You know, ventriloquism is super old. So before I start, here's just a basic idea of it. And for the young people that are out there listening, and for the old people, there was a time on this planet. You have to understand there were no microphones, no speakers, no amplification. There were no iPods, no AirPods, no Xboxes, no PlayStations, no Game Boys. Life was a boring, worthless nothingness of nothing. It was like Kentucky. Okay, so years ago, a man might come to a small town and he sees the people are depressed and he says, what's wrong with you people? Well, we're depressed, sir, because we don't have any rain to grow our crops. The man says, I know the rain god. Now remember, there are no microphones. There's no sound amplification. You can't trick anybody with electronics the way you can on the radio. And have make people think your show is really hot.
When it's not. I know.
No. So the guy says, do you want to meet? I can meet the rain god right now. And he looks to the heavens and he says, rain god, are you here? And from the heavens you hear,
yes.
Okay, so that is basically ventriloquism. Can you make it rain?
Yes.
Great. How soon?
No.
You can make it rain whenever.
Yep.
Great. What
and
do you need
way,
to make it rain?
Taylor's not moving his mouth when he's responding.
Right.
That's
right.
And that's a good thing to explain. And so the man says, okay, we can make it rain. Rain God, what do you need to make it rain?
I need money.
You need money. From whom? All these people. But how would they get their money to you, sir?
Through you.
Through me. So they give their money to me, and I give it to you, Rain God.
Yes.
And that is the basics
of ventriloquism.
Are you serious? That is kind of how it started.
Wow.
So it's a scam.
What a scam.
Yeah.
What a great scam.
It's very much like morning radio.
Okay, so.
I love that ventriloquism started as a scam, and here we are.
Yeah, you know, and
by the way, you look like Bill Belichick. Did anybody ever tell you that?
I heard that so often.
You look like him, and for those people that can't see, you're wearing a Patriots pullover like he would. Mike, are you looking at this?
Exactly.
So, and here's the problem, because you can't come on the radio and do Bill Belichick because it would be like this. Well, I'm a ventriloquist. Yes, the puppets are going to come out later on today.
Do you work Tom Brady like a puppet?
Oh, that's no. Good. You should do that.
Don't steal my material.
No, you know what? I'm stealing it. I'm not giving you a credit.
Feel free. Please do it. Do it. Do it.
How did you figure out that you had this talent?
Okay, so I'm from the Midwest. I grew up on a farm. For the millennials out there, that's where they grow the food. Okay, so yeah, that's mean, especially on the MRL show. So I didn't mean to insult anybody.
You're explaining it to us. We get it.
Okay, great. So I'm 9 years old. I had a lift. Okay, and the real truth of it, Lauren, is my mom used to roll up socks. She would do the laundry, roll up socks into a ball. Okay, so you twist the sock into a ball, and at the top of that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ball is an opening for one of the Sox. And what's the point? Well, she had these sayings, a lot of them. A stitch in time saves nine, a bird in the bush is worth two in the hand, blah, blah, blah. One of her sayings, her favorite one, was start every day with a smile. And it took me a long time to realize this. She had that sock ball with the opening at the top. She would put that, throw those socks into the sock drawer. But instead of just leaving that opening at the top, every day she would form that opening into a smile.
Aww.
So when you would open your sock drawer every morning,
that's awesome.
There were 15 smiling little fuzzballs. On TV at the same time is this woman named Sherry Lewis who has a sock on her hand. The sock talks. I finally figure it out. Oh, the sock doesn't go on my foot. The sock goes on my hand. I put the sock on my hand. Hello, hello. And boom, I'm in show business. My family farms. They raised hogs. They had a Bureau to Guilt hog operation, birth to slaughter hog operation. The problem was every niner, 20 months or so, my favorite one would disappear into the night. So we built this. And if you can't see this at home, please don't turn up your radio dial. You can't see your listening. I've got my pig puppet with me. This is one of the first puppets, if not the first. I can't remember. Besides the socks, I think this might have been the first one. Now, this has been rebuilt about 20 times because it's more than 40 years old. Its name is Paco. It's a pig. Can you say hello? Hola. No, let's speak English. This is my friend Paco, and we're in a studio, okay?
Okay, senor.
Okay. We're in the Manny, Roy, and Lauren show.
Where is this?
We're in North Carolina.
I'm going to die.
No. Just because you're a pig. Just because you're a pig in North Carolina, they're going to respect you.
No, they're not.
No, they really are.
Look at Roy.
Why?
He's salivating.
No, he's not. So my pig is talking. This is my pig. Can you say hello?
Actually, he doesn't. He's the only one on the show that doesn't like bacon, Senor Pig.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't like bacon?
It's
no.
Too salty.
Are you Jewish?
No. Stop. And they're your favorite people, right?
See.
You love the Jewish people?
I do. I hope they come.
I hope some come to the program tonight at the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte because
I love them. They leave me alone.
Okay.
Unlike the Christians and Catholics.
All right, whatever. So are you enjoying North Carolina?
No.
As a pig, name one thing you don't like about North Carolina.
Football.
What's wrong with football? They love football here.
My father is a football.
No. Yeah.
The Panthers keep dropping him and dropping him.
Okay, all right. They're not having a great season. All right, so that's basically, okay?
This is a nice group.
They're a very, very nice group.
Aww.
And that's how we do it. For those listening at home, I actually make this guy talk without moving my lips.
You can do that?
You know I can. The hard letters to say, to get back to your question, Lauren, is the hard letters are B, F, M, V, P, W, and Y. Because I have to say the letter B, B, without moving my lips.
You're going
to
do that?
On the radio.
Is this other than done?
Believe it or not, in the 1930s, the most famous person on radio was a guy named Edgar Bergen. He had a puppet named Charlie McCarthy. They were on the Chase and Sanborn Hour.
This is interesting.
Yes. And he was a ventriloquist, and it was the number one rated show on the radio.
Really?
It was just in the 1930s.
Oh, okay. Depression.
Yeah.
I had the depression.
Whatever. They were the number one show, and it was because the ventriloquist puppet, Charlie McCarthy, was interesting. He had lots of... And the guy moved his lips a lot.
No.
Yes. I'm going to try to say a B without moving my lips.
On the radio.
Yes. So I want you to make the sound B, okay?
Okay, senor.
Okay. Say B.
Duh.
No. That's the whole point. Say B.
Duh.
The sound is B.
The sound is duh.
You want to go back in the bag?
No.
Say buh.
Buh.
Okay, thank you. Now,
wow.
Say bubba.
Buh.
Okay, so now the next thing I'll tell you is, for the people, you're not listening at home, so it sounds pretty good. It's when it's live and you can see it, what I did was, the first thing I did was I make a D sound, like duh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the human ear hears the sound D. So now I kind of trick the ear, because the tongue is faster than the ear, and my puppets are talking faster than you can listen. So what I do is I set it up with a D sound, duh, and then when the puppet makes a B sound, it's not really a perfect B, but it's close enough as a duh to be a, not a duh, it's a duh, okay?
I think this is what my son does to me on a normal basis. My son's just learning to talk, and make him say, like, do you want more? Do you want more? And he'll say, or. And then I'll be like, no, say more. And then he'll say something that sounds a little bit like more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to go look at one of the puppets because they're the ones that are talking. Yeah.
Well, that's so funny. And that reminds me of a great ventriloquist joke, which a guy's been fired. He's a ventriloquist. He's in the comedy club. He's in the green room. The club owner comes in and says, you're fired. Why? Because you're the worst ventriloquist I've ever seen. That's not true. And as they're leaving, the ventriloquist, the guy, the owner's, get out of here. The guy walks out with his puppet. The door opens. The puppet head just comes back in and says something to the effect of, this is a bunch of gull, okay, instead of bull.
That's good.
That's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite. So, and because that's what ventriloquists do, they transfer a sound. So it sounds as if the puppet's making a B, but it's not a perfect B sound.
Well, okay? Taylor Mason, we want to say thank you so much for dropping by. You guys could go check out this family-friendly ventriloquist act tonight. Comedian, musician.
Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone. CLTComedyZone.com tonight, 7:30. Get your tickets, and it's very rare, like we said, starting that the kids could come out, so you don't need to find a sitter. Mm-hmm. Bring the kids to the Comedy Zone.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun. Marty Simpson, very funny stand-up comics on the show with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you've got nothing else to do, come on out. Do a lot of audience participation. It's kind of like the Manny, Lauren, and Roy show, just live.
There you go.
There we go. All right.
Yeah, a bunch of puppets in here. All right, thank you so much, Taylor. We appreciate you dropping
by,
dude.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.